Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the race for the White House. I'm Richard Cantu. A lot of hand-wringing in some quarters about President Biden's performance in the CNN presidential debate, but the campaign attributes his raspy voice to having a cold. And Vice President Harris is urging everyone to calm down.
Let us not decide the outcome of who's going to be president of the United States based on a 90-minute debate. Let's measure that decision against the last 3.5 years.
Mr. Biden and the First Lady hit an Atlanta Waffle House after the debate. He brushed off concerns about his performance, saying, "It's hard to debate a liar." ABC's Stephen Portnoy, observing the first of what will be two debates.
It was a comparison stylistically between, on the left side of the stage where Donald Trump stood, an open fire hydrant, and on the right side of the stage where Joe Biden stood, it was a slow drip faucet.
This is ABC News. Some new details of this week's murders of five people in North Las Vegas.
Police in North Las Vegas say it started as a domestic violence fight between Eric Adams and his ex-girlfriend. He got a gun and shot his ex-girlfriend's 24-year-old daughter and the daughter's 22-year-old girlfriend. Then when a neighbor came by to check on them, he was shot and killed. Adams allegedly went to that neighbor's upstairs apartment and shot the neighbor's 59-year-old grandmother, 40-year-old mother, and 13-year-old sister. Adams allegedly took his ex-girlfriend hostage, but she later escaped. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Tesla driver in Woodland, California, found himself on an active rail line when the autopilot feature mistook that for a road. Dave Vennell at Black Rock Automotive, an expert in Tesla matters, says it's driver error, not the vehicles.
You're still supposed to keep your hands on the wheel, right? You're supposed to be ready to take over at a moment's notice.
Richard.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ye'imo Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day. So the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight and some showers developing later on. Lows will drop to the lower 60s, a southeast breeze. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. High temperatures reaching the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and will discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the president and CEO of People for the American Way, Savante Myrick. He's the former mayor of Ithaca, New York. Now he's running PFAW.org. And Savante, S-V-A-N-T-E-M-Y-R-I-C-K over on Twitter or X or whatever, or at People For. And PFAW.org, of course, is the website. Savante, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Truly a pleasure to be back on and to be on with you for the first time ever.
My pleasure. And you're the head of the organization. I believe that my old friend Norman Lear started People for the American Way. Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, you are. That is a good memory. Norman, of course, after joining the war at age 20 to fight the Nazis, flying 50 bomber missions, came home, wrote for Sid Caesar, Colgate Comedy Hour, on and on and on, All in the Family, Good Times, Jefferson, Sanford and Sons, Maud, Princess Bride, you name it.
Yeah.
In 1980, retired at the top of his game to found People for the American Way, to fight against intolerance, to fight for religious freedom, to fight against, you know, all the attempts of the far right wing to claim the flag and to claim patriotism. And he did that work for 44 years and just passed away at 101 years old.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah, I knew Norman well. Louise and I spent time in their home, both in Vermont and in Los Angeles. And his wife Lynn is just a sweetheart, yeah, and a brilliant, by the way, producer for some documentaries that she's done.
Yes.
Anyway,
Very well spoken. I'm jealous too of that house in Vermont. Is it true that that was the?
It was Robert Frost's home.
Is that true?
Yeah. It really is or was.
How do you get there? This is the old joke. How do you get there? You have to take the road less traveled.
I guess so. There you go.
That was a joke for nobody except my high school English teacher.
I guess. No, I'm a big Robert Frost fan too. And I used to live in Vermont. So, let's talk about politics here, and let's talk about, what the people for, first of all, I want to get into what People for the American Way is up to. A lot of people are not familiar with your organization, even though you've had a fairly high profile over the years. So let's just do a really quick recap. What was your original charter and what are you doing these days?
Yeah. Well, to understand what we're doing now, it really is helpful to think back of what was happening in 1980. I wasn't anywhere yet. I was about 7 years from being born. But you have Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and a new conservative revolution that's playing on very old themes. Very, very old. In fact, when Norman was a child, 1930, 1931, he started playing with radios and he'd tune in to this right-wing blowhard named Father Conklin, a real demagogue who was on the radio every day, steaming mad about Jews and the liberals and the socialists and the communists that were going to take over America and take away our freedoms. And that never made much sense to Norman. And just like when I was a child, I would listen to Rush Limbaugh and see, what is all this hatred coming from? Why is he trying to make me and my mother and my siblings seem any less American just because we don't look like him or maybe worship like him? And so in 1980, to push back against this tide of intolerance and injustice, we founded an organization that promised to fight for the freedom of speech against censorship, that promised to fight for inclusion, for multiculturalism. And we've had four decades of progress. We have over 2 million members all across the country. We have members in every single state that fight for truth, justice, and the American way. And along the way, we have really learned how important the courts are. I think listeners to your program will know that innately. But starting with the Bork confirmation hearing, where we asked Gregory Peck, who of course had played Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, so he seemed both like America's favorite father and America's favorite lawyer, to do an ad explaining exactly why Bork's views on privacy, on homosexuality, on the Constitution were so far out of lockstep with the American legal mainstream that he had to be rejected. And of course he was. Since then, we've worked to make sure that good justices get appointed up and down the federal bench and bad justices don't. And we still do that. In fact, today we are hosting not only a debate watch party tonight as part of our C4 programming, but also doing Supreme Court watches this morning as those came out. If folks want to get an in-depth analysis of the Supreme Court decisions that came out today, they can go to our blog at peopleforTheAmericanWay.org. And this afternoon on the C3 side, we are hosting a convening of 200 young elected officials here in Washington, D.C., because we believe more than what happens in any one particular November, it's really, really important that we build a pipeline of young progressive leaders who are ready to take the reins of leadership.
Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff. So let's talk about these Supreme Court decisions, and then I want to get into Project 2025 as well. We're talking with Savante Myrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way. It appears to me, and I've you know said this on the air and I've written about it, that with the Mifepristone decision a couple of weeks ago, and the Idaho abortion decision, which was leaked yesterday, and I guess it was released today, that basically what happened was four right-wingers on the court decided that they very much wanted to ban the abortion pill and they wanted to stand with Idaho to stop, you know, to stop even emergency abortions. And so they took these cases. They granted what's called granting cert. It only takes four people to do that. And then when the rest of the court heard the arguments, they realized, you know, these are going to be explosive cases that are going to hurt Republicans' chances in the election in November. So let's just kick these down the road to next year. We'll get another set of litigants before us, and we'll revisit these topics in a way that will not affect the election. What do you think? Because they didn't actually rule on them. I mean, the media said, oh yeah, these were victories. No, they weren't victories. They just punted. They just said, no, they don't have standing. We're not going to rule on this.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because of course the court can do a great many things, and one of the things they often do was to decide on a technicality and not on the actual substance of the issue, and that's what they did here. You know, Idaho is trying to ban abortion completely. Many states are. The Supreme Court, I think you're right, the conservative majority wants to side with those who want to ban abortions. But they have revealed, how do I put this? The robe has come off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're politicians, not judges.
They're politicians. A wing of the Republican Party. They are just naked political operatives at this point, whining and dining and taking private jet flights and yacht cruises and fancy retreats with Republican mega donors, not disclosing any of the gifts they get, having their homes bought by huge lobbyists and corporate interests. And then timing their releases, possibly even leaking opinions, so that they do their least popular policies, like eviscerating Roe v. Wade, years before the next presidential election.
Yep.
And then 5 months before a presidential election, they just try and quietly to tell the states, just wait, we're going to strike this down, but it won't be on the substance of
these
the
are going to come back, though.
Come see us after.
Oh, these are coming back.
They're 100% coming back.
Same and in fact, I think you could argue that in by saying that these, the cert was improvidentially granted, that in other words, that these groups that sued didn't have standing. Essentially, what they were doing was providing the right wingers with a roadmap, exactly of how to come back to the court in a way that will be bulletproof.
Yeah, they were telling them, here's who we think would have standing. Go ahead and find these folks and come back to us when we think it's politically appropriate to advance our secret policy aims. And that's what they are. And that's the real problem that we have here at People for the American Way. We believe in a fair courts, fair judiciary full of fair. I have some progressive leanings. I have some libertarian leanings too. But I don't want my judges to. I want my judges right. to.
We
be.
Want balls and strikes, what exactly. John Roberts promised us.
Exactly.
We're talking with Svante Myrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way. We'll be right back with Svante Myrick. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. Svante Myrick, the president of PFAW.org or PeopleForTheAmericanWay.org, is on the line with us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's at the end, or enter the code Hartman before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
A twisted kind of revelation from the days of Goebbels' whispers to the modern day charade. Politicians spin their stories in this deceitful masquerade. Misinformation machine.
Welcome back. We're talking to Svante Byrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way. Svante, we were talking about the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court decisions. Some of these other decisions, I'm curious your take on in general and any specifics that you want to bring up. How the court has been ruling this term and how we as Americans should be responding to it.
Yeah, I think you know, generally, again, it's amazing the degree to which their umpire mask has fallen off. You know, the Roberts Court has moved further to the right and moved American, you know, jurisprudence further to the right than I think many of us ever feared was going to be possible during the Bush administration when John Roberts was first appointed. And they've done it by taking big, calculated risks as far away from elections as they can, and then during election years like this one, very quietly doing away with, often on technicalities and often on a very narrow scope, with big issues like abortion rights, abortion access, voting rights, for example. You know, there have been a few cases. There was the one today, obviously, in Idaho on abortion rights. There have been a few where seemingly the Supreme Court has said to states, hey, stop undermining voting rights, guarantee access to the ballot. But a closer reading reveals what they're actually doing here. Just like on abortion, they gutted Roe v. Wade to make state way for the states to impose draconian restrictions, to have women arrested, to have doctors arrested, to legalize headhunting and vigilantes in Texas, for example, who are gonna track women across state lines and bring them back in chains. I mean, this all sounds this all sounds like I'm making it up. And I wish, you know, I were, because it's that scary. And the same way they've done that with abortion care, the same Roberts Court is the one that gutted the Voting Rights Act, that made it possible for these states to try for draconian voting restrictions in the first place.
Right.
And instead of being a umpire, as Roberts promised, who's going to just call balls and strikes, they are now openly coaching their team. You know, they're coaching these state legislators. They're giving secret speeches to conservative conferences saying, we're going to make this a godly country, and whatever that means to Alito, it could mean something different to you, to your pastor, to your wife. But Alito's suddenly going to be the arbiter of what godliness means to everyone in America. That's spooky. One, if you've ever seen Alito's speeches, that you know why that's spooky. But number two, it's spooky because nobody elected him to do that. Nobody did. Nobody appointed him to do it. Nobody interviewed him about his political opinions.
Oh, I'm guessing the Federalist Society did.
Well, yes, exactly.
And Leonard Leo.
Leonard Leo and
with his $1.5 billion
know what their agenda is, but we don't. Because unlike races for the presidency or for the House, where people stand up and they pick up their Bible or their Quran or their Richard Dawkins book on secular humanism, and they say what they're for and what they're against and what they believe and why they believe it. These justices stood up there and, I believe, lied to us, lied to the American people in front of a Senate hearing, saying, I might have my own personal beliefs, but I will never let them affect my judgment when I'm on the bench. Some of them even said that they don't even have deeply held personal beliefs on these issues.
Right.
I don't think that these six, I think it was total BS. And I think Justice Roberts to this day plays the kindly, maybe even overmatched, oh my gosh, these weirdos on my right in the bench, I can't believe even I've become a moderate. I don't buy that either. Yeah. I don't buy that either. I think that they...
He worked in Reagan's Justice Department. He was the guy who wrote the memo that they should use Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which says that Congress can regulate the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. And now he pretends to be chagrined, while still refusing to do something that would be completely within his power, by the way,
yeah,
a binding code of ethics.
Absolutely. We're talking with Svante Myrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way. Svante, can you stick around?
Sure, absolutely.
Great. I want to get into Project 2025. I know you guys have done a deep dive on this. If my information is correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
People for the American Way, Svante Myrick, People 4 over on Twitter and PFAW.org. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is a special report from ABC News, the race for the White House. I'm Richard Cantu. A lot of hand-wringing in some quarters about President Biden's performance in the CNN presidential debate, but the campaign attributes his raspy voice to having a cold. And Vice President Harris is urging everyone to calm down.
Let us not decide the outcome of who's going to be president of the United States based on a 90-minute debate. Let's measure that decision against the last 3.5 years.
Mr. Biden and the First Lady hit an Atlanta Waffle House after the debate. He brushed off concerns about his performance, saying, "It's hard to debate a liar." ABC's Stephen Portnoy, observing the first of what will be two debates.
It was a comparison stylistically between, on the left side of the stage where Donald Trump stood, an open fire hydrant, and on the right side of the stage where Joe Biden stood, it was a slow drip faucet.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight and some showers developing later on. Lows will drop to the lower 60s, a southeast breeze. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. High temperatures reaching the lower 70s. It's 63 at our studios.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it
come on, man? Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back. We're talking with Savanti Myrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way, PFAW.org. And Savanti, let's talk about Project 2025. First of all, you want to give us a summary of the genesis of this, where it came from, what it is?
Yeah, sure. Project 2025 is something that we read so that you wouldn't have to.
It's 900 pages.
It's 900 pages, exactly right. It is a detailed transition plan and a plan of governance put together by the Heritage Foundation, their network of super conservative organizations, and hand-delivered to Trump in the Trump campaign so that this time, when he wins, he will be able to enact his full MAGA agenda as opposed to being stifled by what they call deep state bureaucrats, what we would call the normal levers of government and checks and balances. So what it is, in short, is it's a guidebook. I'm sure listeners to your program will know, and of course, Tom, you know, that, you know, Trump has a lot of pretty nasty impulses, but his recklessness, his inattention to detail, his short attention span meant that he wasn't actually able to execute all of the things that he wanted to do. So he often would shorthand things like an ineffective king or petty tyrant. He would say, build a wall, when what he meant was deport 11 million people by using the National Guard, setting up internment camps outside of major American cities, and then arresting people in their homes while they sleep, going into workplaces and checking papers, right? Now, what Stephen Miller and the Heritage Foundation have done, have translated build a wall into that exact sort of ruthless, cruel policy, step by step by step, on immigration, climate change, on healthcare, on abortion, even on, you know, things as simple as how many chemicals are we going to allow factories to dump into the river water. Turns out, according to Project 2025, it should be quite a lot. That the people who paid for this and the people who are paying for Donald Trump's campaign must own some factories where they want to dump chemicals in the river, because they've got step-by-step plans to make that happen.
Well, that was, you know, when Trump became president in 2016, the first piece of legislation that he signed, if my recollection is correct, was one that the Republican legislature had passed that allowed mining operations to dump tailings, to dump their mining waste into American rivers. And this is waste that's contaminated with, you know, cadmium and uranium and all kinds of poisonous stuff. So that downriver, where you've got cities that use those rivers as their water supply, people were being poisoned. And that, I mean, that was the first thing he did when he became president.
First thing he did, and the legacy of which we won't fully know until, I mean, the same way he undermined the Clean Air, Clean Water Act. One of the first things he did as president. So the kids like me who have asthma, you know, won't have the same protections that they did. But he was stifled here, and here's what's powerful and scary about Project 2025, is that it recognizes that when it comes to running an organization, any organization, but especially when it comes to running the U.S. government, oftentimes personnel is policy, right? And when you have 2 million people working in this organization, the United States government, it's the largest organization of humans ever that have existed on the planet. Many of them are well-qualified, career, non-political civil servants. They want to serve the American public. They've been doing it for decades in some cases. They had to pass tests. They aren't allowed to work on campaigns. They don't come and go with each administration. Their job is to work in the EPA or the Department of Education or the Department of Justice. and to enact those plans. Well, if your plans are to be bought by millionaires and billionaires and corporations, and if your plan is fueled by hatred of the other and a desire to rid mention of climate change from the entire federal government, to allow pollution, to take away women's rights to choose, to stop healthcare, then those bureaucrats, those civil servants, are now a threat to your agenda. And so what Project 2025 starts by doing, what makes it so radical, I mean, many of the things it proposes are radical, but the most radical thing is its plan to replace 20,000 U.S. government employees with Trump MAGA loyalists on day one.
And they're interviewing them right now.
As we speak. You can go on the website right now and you can submit your application to be a Project 2025 candidate. Why should this scare us? Because I'm sure folks will remember in 2016, 2017, that chaotic transition as Trump moved into the White House. He chose at the time what I thought truly at the time were some of the worst possible cabinet officials that you could. From Jeff Sessions, who's my least favorite U.S. senator, to be the attorney general, to, you know, the CEO of ExxonMobil to be a secretary of state. Now, it turns out that Jeff Sessions, while the worst U.S. senator in the last decade, ended up being the best attorney general Trump would have during his entire term. It only went downhill from there.
Right.
And not only was Rex Tillerson fired, but some 30-plus members of Trump's first cabinet are now saying that they would not endorse him for president because they've worked with him, they've seen it up close, they know him better than even the American public does.
You know what astonishes me, Savante, is that that gets no publicity. I mean, if anybody who worked with Joe Biden were to come out and say, Joe Biden's terrible, I would never, you know, I would never vote for him, you know, he's a danger to America. If anybody who had ever worked with Joe Biden were to come out and say that, it would be on the front page of the New York Times. But you've
15 stories in the New York Times.
Exactly. Exactly. But you've got, you know, what, some 30 former senior level people. I mean, several of his attorneys general, his head of the military, his secretary of defense, it just goes on and on. I mean, it's just, you go right down the list. These people are saying this man is a threat, not just to democracy, but to America as a nation and to peace around the world.
And it's almost it's the same story over and over with him, unfortunately. I think it's that bed of nails principle, where if there were just one, if it was just, say, Rex Tillerson, if it was just Jeff Sessions, if it was just Mike Pence, who said, I served with this president, I think he's a danger to democracy in the world, I would never again consider voting for him. That one person would get so much attention, but the fact that 30 people say it, should, in a just world, get 30 times the attention. Instead, the media just sort of takes it for granted. They take it as natural as breathing air. Well, of course, the people who work with him hate him, but here's why four people who've never met him before in a diner in West Virginia are going to be voting for Donald Trump. And then they spill much ink about that.
Right.
Well, here's the danger, though. Heritage Foundation and the Trump campaign have figured this out. And they are fully and openly intending to appoint people, not because of their qualifications, but because of their willingness to serve Trump above the Constitution and Trump above any workplace rules that might already be existing and in order. So Trump has already made dangerous, extremely dangerous, unprecedented bullying statements towards the Department of Justice and the FBI, where most presidents stay studiously away from even the appearance of pressuring them. They now intend to appoint people to those top-level, cabinet-level positions that not only would never be appointed by a normal U.S. Senate, I don't even think they're going to bother going through the motions of pretending to get approval from the U.S. Senate. They will just appoint one acting secretary after another.
Well, that's what Trump did. And the law says that an acting person can only be there for 30 days, as I recall. And he had his Secretary of Defense, for example, or maybe it was the
Esper, I think it was.
For months and months. I mean, the guy had no legal right to be there.
Yeah. And they'll just cycle them in and out. It could be Trump's bodyguard's cousin or his cousin's bodyguard. As long as they, and we know this because he's done this in every other institution he's ever run, from wherever there are safeguards, whether it's the Trump organization, he will remove those safeguards and replace them with loyalists who will try and CYA, that is CHA, I guess, in Trump's term, in the Trump campaign, even in the RNC. I mean, poor Ronna McDaniel changed her last name from Romney just because Trump didn't like saying the name Romney in order to appear loyal. That was not loyal enough and was replaced by somebody whose last name was actually Trump, and Laura Trump, as the new head of the RNC, despite her total lack of experience. Now, if you don't think he'll do that for the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, got another thing coming. And if you don't think those folks are going to abuse their power to go through your tax records, to initiate an audit, to launch investigations against political enemies simply because they are political enemies, then you haven't been paying attention to what they're writing down in their own words. 900 pages in this plan, Project 2025, makes it clear that they intend to make this president a true dictator, that they have identified all the levers it would actually take to turn Trump's impulses into actual power and to put him beyond even the perils of impeachment.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous situation. We're talking with Svante Myrick, the president and CEO of People for the American Way, PFAW.org. Svante Myrick on Twitter, or People For, PEOPLEFOR. We'll be right back in our conversation here with Svante Myrick. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you're not familiar with People for the American Way, get over there. Check out their website, PFAW.org. It's a great organization. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier and more energetic. I also like how easy it is to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your it, let's join the fight for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land we're not alone. Tag your it, come.
Yeah, tag your it. Welcome back. Savani Myrick is with us, the president and CEO of People for the American Way, PFAW.org, People For on Twitter. F-O-R. And Savani, we're going through the through how the Project 2025 will change America. And let's talk for a moment. We were just talking about how basically they're going to outlaw abortion nationwide and they're going to shut down mifepristone and that sort of thing, you know, put women back in the bedroom and the kitchen and barefoot and pregnant and all that. Beyond that, how will the average American's life change as a result of Donald Trump becoming president and Project 2025 being put into law?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a, as usual, and I do just have to say, as we're winding down time, what a pleasure this is as a kid who I just have loved your program for a long time. And
well,
the way
you
break these issues down is so useful for hours each day. And that is exactly, I think, the right way to look at this. I usually come at all these things from such a deep policy perspective because I'm a nerdy child who had a long and lonely childhood, I guess, reading way too many newspapers with my inhaler. And so I'm always thinking about, geez, that's not right. They shouldn't get rid of the Department of Education, which is, they want to wipe away the Department of Education. They shouldn't withhold funding from schools that had vaccine mandates because we need vaccines for measles and mumps and all sorts of other things. They shouldn't ban more books from our libraries. They shouldn't start arresting teachers and principals. So I'm thinking from the policy perspective, what would happen as an average American is what I think is actually truly creepy here. This is why democracy is really, really important and sacred. It's not just some nerdy people who like to go vote and don't want their choice taken away. It's not just some fun thing we get to do every 4 years. Without a democracy, the people in charge can do whatever they want to you whenever they decide to do it. That means if this project is undertaken, your favorite teacher could disappear, and you'll never know where they went or why. What they did wrong that offended the state, your favorite pastor could disappear. Your rabbi could disappear. The money in your bank account could be seized if the person in charge has decided that you are being insufficiently loyal to America. Fortune 500 companies could be entirely seized by the government if their CEOs were to tweet something mildly critical of dear leader. This sounds like exaggeration. But those students of history who are listening into your program know that it's not.
This is exactly how life is in Hungary and Russia right now.
Exactly right. That's right.
And Hungary in particular, Donald Trump is held up as a model for America.
That's exactly right. And this is why, you know, business people and Fortune 500 CEOs, those who do want Biden to lower taxes and have less regulations, I think are rightfully still terrified that Trump, even with his lower taxes, is not actually going to be good for their bottom line.
Yep.
Because having an impulsive, impetuous
authoritarian,
aided and abetted by 20,000 lockstepped bureaucrats working on his behalf, as is promised by Project 2025, is actually a terrifying thing for business in America. It's just a terrifying thing for education in America. It's a terrifying thing for all the different levels of government. Good luck being a mayor or superintendent. It is just a scary thing for all of us. So, you know, we've been here before. I mean, I remember I was really fired up about the race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And nothing seemed bigger than me in that moment than the difference between a 37% tax rate and a 34% tax rate. That was the difference between a prosperous America and an America that couldn't pay its bills. And now I know that the fight is actually much, much, much larger. We all can lose our quality of life here, and it can happen really fast. What they've built is a juggernaut. We've made so much progress. Norman, who you started the hour by mentioning, your friend Norman Lear, our founder, often said that Trump was the middle finger of the American right hand.
There you go. Savante, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Check it out. Savante Meyer, check it out, PFAW.org. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So tag your hit. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Friday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We're bringing sexy back, and we're rehashing the debate with our pal Joseph Pecky. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.